This morning, I was reading Psalm 91, and as I read to verse 9, a wonderful truth came to mind. The scripture says, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." The word habitation here means dwelling place, the place where you dwell, the place where you spend your time, the place where you live. The Lord, is He your dwelling place, my friend? Allow me to read the previous verses. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." That secret place, I believe, is the Lord Jesus Christ. To many people in the world, He is a secret. They do not know about Him. They do not know the joy, the peace, the forgiveness of sin that only Jesus can give. "I will say of the Lord," verse 2, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation," thy dwelling place. As I read that and thought about abiding and dwelling in the Lord Jesus, it brought to mind John 15, and the words of the Lord Jesus, some of the last words that Christ spoke to His disciples before He was going to be crucified. And in John 15, He said, "I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, He taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it," or He prunes it, "that it may bring forth more fruit." Sometimes that's what God does in our lives, beloved, that we might be more fruitful. Sometimes He even breaks some of the limbs of the vine that it might produce more fruit, and removes some of the leaves and things that are not really needful and necessary for fruit bearing. Now, He says in verse 3, "Ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Oh, the cleansing effect of the word. But now verse 4 is where we're getting to. "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, he that makes me his habitation, his dwelling place, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing." Oh, beloved, don't you want to bear much fruit for the honor, glory, and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ? Then learn to abide in Christ, to dwell in Christ, to center your life around Him, to let Him be the one that you live for, the one that you think about, the one that you meditate on, the one that you rejoice in. You know, I remember when I was courting my wife, much of the time my thoughts were about her. I was thinking about her, and I was thinking of ways that I could please her, things that would bring her pleasure, things that would bring her enjoyment. Beloved, do you and I love the Lord Jesus like that? You remember the Lord's words to the book or to the church of Ephesus in the book of Revelation? What he had against them was that they had left their first love. Beloved, do you and I love Jesus enough to dwell in him, to abide in him, to meditate upon him, to let our thoughts center around him? Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Oh, beloved, if a person does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, he may hear about him. He may even go to church. He may be religious. He may have his name on a church roll somewhere. He may even be a member of the church. But if he doesn't know Jesus Christ, then he's headed for a very real, literal lake of fire. Verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Oh, this is the importance of the Word of God, beloved. Letting the Word of God abide in us and our dwelling in Christ. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, beloved, there's a guarantee to answered prayer. If we abide in Christ, we'll want what He wants. We'll desire what He desires. We'll long for His will to be done in us, not our will. Our life will not be selfish and self-centered, but it will be Christ-centered. He will be the one around which our life revolves. He will be the one that we will dwell in and dwell with. He says, if you'll dwell with me and abide in me, I will abide in you. I will live in you. I will indwell you. Oh, beloved, the precious, precious, comforting presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the joy, the pleasure that's found in the Lord Jesus. We read in the Word of God that at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore, real pleasures, lasting pleasures. He that delights in the Lord, oh, what blessings come His way. Are you abiding in Christ? Are you walking with Him? Is He your habitation? Is He your dwelling place, beloved? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I remember reading about a brother in Christ, and he had his two children with him. They were small children, and they were returning from the funeral of his wife. And he told them, you know, death is just a shadow that passes over us. We depart to be with Christ. A shadow is something that appears for just an instant, and then it's gone. And as they were driving down the road, about that time, a large truck passed them. And the shadow of the truck fell over the car. And he said, see, that's the shadow of death. But with the Lord, it's nothing to be afraid of or to be feared, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. O beloved, make the Lord your habitation. Make the Lord your dwelling place. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Make him your dwelling place. Live each day with the Lord Jesus, walking with him, communing with him, fellowshipping with him, enjoying him. He longs to enjoy you and to have you fellowshipping with him. He loves you that much, beloved, and he loves me that much. Oh, how wonderful it is to abide in Christ, to dwell in him, to make him my habitation, my dwelling place. God bless you, beloved. Choose to abide in him today. Won't you?